So we're continuing our walk through the first letter of John. And you notice that I just talked about the fifth verse of the first chapter. And previously we talked about the first four verses. You can see that when you read the Bible, you can actually have, especially peripherally, you could have a deep understanding of just one verse. There was a whole series that was put out by, I forget the name of the company, and it was Evangelical Videos, and they had these great preachers, and a whole series of great preachers. I should see if they have that out. And one of them was the man who taught Martin Luther King. And he pointed out that he taught him, because he could do it too, do an entire sermon. And remember, in the evangelical world, and Martin Luther King was a, he was not just Martin Luther King. He was not just Dr. Martin Luther King. He was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And he was a Baptist preacher. And keep in mind that in his preaching, he could preach an entire sermon, 20-30 minutes on one verse. And he was taught that by his mentor. And I have to be honest, I forget his name. I don't have his name in front of me, because the series was on, it showed you how long ago I saw it. Series was on VHS. So I don't even know if the series is still available. Gateway Video, sound familiar? I need to look that up. So anyway, so here in a series of four programs, we have gone through just a part of the very first part of the first letter of John, the very first chapter. So you can see, you can take a lot from one part of the Bible and just look very carefully through it. So we talked chapter 1, verse 5. In him, there is light, that God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. Okay, let's go to verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with him, now this isn't part of my commercial, you've heard that. If we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in the truth. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's really simple. You can see it all the time. I can say that I am a Christian and live a life that is completely unrelated to anything that is Christian. Now, notice something else. Again, something that I'm really hot on. There's nothing there about following rules. Well, why do we follow rules? We follow rules because that is our way of demonstrating our love for Christ. Okay, so what is the statement there that's important? If we say we have fellowship with him, Jesus died and resurrected and went to heaven. He ascended into heaven. How can we have fellowship with him if he is there and we are here? Because Jesus is the living God. That is the whole key of Christianity. You have a relationship with Christ, period. That is the whole key of Christianity. You have a relationship with Christ. You are in union with him. And how do we know that you have a relationship with Christ? You put into action your experience with Christ. That's how. And that's a powerful truth. You put into action your experience, not your memorization of rules, not your memorization of Bible verses, not your memorization of catechisms. Your relationship with Christ you put into action. Therefore, if you do not have a relationship with Christ, your action that you put forth will reflect it. So if we say we have fellowship with him, but still walk in darkness, what did we say darkness is? Darkness is not living in the truth, not living in goodness. It is living by relative bearings, which remember is the ship, that has that navigates by its own bearings instead of true north. The 000 is the front of the ship, no matter which direction the ship is going. And remember, I said you can get lost in a bathtub doing that. Now, granted, when we were navigating in the South China Sea, I was, by the way, in sonar, so. And we actually didn't have sonar on the ship, so I worked in radar on our ship. But when we were in the South China Sea, we were working with true bearings. But just to give you an instance of that, and we were in the South China Sea, we almost had a collision. Not really big-time collision, but we almost had a collision. Now, I was in our office at the time, so I wasn't at the front of the ship, and the ship was a destroyer tender. So they're pretty big. They're about 1,000 feet long. And all of a sudden we hear 5 whistle blows, which is never a good sign. And then, bam, the ship takes this intense turn to starboard. So it begins to list in this intense turn to starboard. So obviously the first thing that pops in your mind is, what the heck just happened? And the answer is simple. We almost had a collision. So what we did is we hit the 5 whistles, or the navigators hit the 5 whistles, took a turn to make sure the other ship knew that we thought we were on a collision, and we turned so it wouldn't happen. And I think they turned too. Now, you have to understand this whole thing in context, and we're going to talk about that context on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can listen to the archives of the show. You can share the archives of the show. You can let people know, did you hear this? And I think some people are doing that. You can also send us feedback, send us prayer requests. You can also donate to the show, by the way, which would really be helpful. You can also connect to the parish and come to experience the parish. Don't forget, tonight we have adoration at 6 o'clock from 6 to 6:45, actually 6 to 7. I'm in the confessional till about 6:50, and then we have the final benediction. So that goes on tonight at 6 o'clock, and you can find our address by clicking to the parish. Also, it's at 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. And you can also, you can do all that. You can join our Substack newsletter. You can read the blog. And always remember, you have a standing invitation to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on any Sunday at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So I was talking about that experience in the South China Sea. And, you know, the 5 whistles, and all of a sudden the ship takes this hard turn to starboard. I mean, really hard turn. And I'm like, what the heck happened? Well, as I said, 5 whistles is an indication you think we're on a collision course. So there we are. I run up on decks and I see there's another ship not too far away. I mean, it wasn't like just on top of us, but it wasn't too far away. But you have to see within context. Absolutely nothing but water, and it was really calm water in South China Sea at the time. It was like going through a rice paddy, really calm water, when in fact South China Sea is obviously pretty deep. So anyway, there is nothing, no ships, nothing all around us. And the horizon, if you ever know this, if you're standing on a ship, the horizon is 12 miles away. So from 12 miles in any direction except with this one other ship, there we were. There was nothing there. And of course, you look at that and go, How do you almost get into a collision when there is nothing there but this one ship? Isn't there a way you can navigate in such a way that you're not going to be in a collision, considering we're looking 12 miles in every other direction, in every other compass point, and there's nothing? Well, that's a relative understanding as well as if we're not living by the gospel, if we're not listening to Christ, then it's like we're navigating relative bearing. And when we're navigating relative bearing, we end up lost, and even more lost than we were in the South China Sea, when we're surrounded by water and there is absolutely nothing around us, yet we almost had a collision. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful verse. We're now only on the sixth verse. We're what, in the 5th show, and we're only on the sixth verse. And we're talking about that reality of having fellowship with Christ. And how do we know we have fellowship? It's not just by following rules. It's by putting into action our relationship with Christ, what we experience, our prayer relationship with Christ. So if we claim we have fellowship with him, yes, I know Jesus, I believe in Jesus, I follow him, I'm a Christian, whatever the case may be, but we continue to walk in darkness. Remember what I said, that's like that relative bearing. We continue to work not with the wisdom that comes from Christ, but the wisdom that comes from ourselves. What's it say? We lie and do not act in the truth. Well, of course we don't act in the truth, because we're not connected to the truth. We're not listening to the truth. We're listening to our own truth. We are navigating on relative bearings. Maybe one way to look at that is asking the very simple question, how much does the truth of Christ challenge us? If the truth of Christ affirms us in, we'll say, American values, standard American values, that may not be the truth. If the truth challenges us to a higher standard of values than just American values, because remember, Paul says we live at a higher standard than the law. If it challenges us to a prophetic position to response to our society, and that prophetic position will always point to Christ. It won't point to rules. It'll always point to Christ. One of the signs in the church that we're actually dealing with authentic Christianity is it leads people to conversion. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.